representative from the National Electoral Commission, National Constitution Review Council, Political Party Council, National Police Service, and the United Nations Mission in South Sudan have started discussion on the potential challenges ahead of the planned December polls. Amos Juma Ochang, a representative of South Sudan National Electoral Commission, says the country has no reliable population data.
Start with the demarcation on the geographical constraints. And these demarcations help in the registration of voters. And after the registration of voters, we go to the nominations. Then after the nominations, we go to the campaign. Then we go to the electoral date. Now here, the first stage in this electoral system that we have, which is the demarcation of the geographical constraints, we don't have the population data at hand. And our source of population data, according to the legal framework, is the census. We don't have the data. So this is another challenge.
After independence, South Sudan was supposed to review its constitution, but the process stalled due to lack of funds. Oyet Patrick Charles, a member of National Constitution Review Council, says the country cannot go to the polls without a constitution.
The constitution that sets out a government is not supposed to be the other way around. It is not supposed to be a government comes in place and then sets a constitution. It should be a constitution that will tell us, the constitution will give us the architect of power. For example, what kind of system do we want? We now know we need a federal system. What type of federal system? Do we need a presidential system or a parliamentary system? What is the term of the president in office? 5 years, 7 years, 10 years? What do we want? All this must be spelled out in the constitution.
In November last year, President Salva Kiir issued a decree reconstituting the Political Parties Council, tasked with regulating political parties. Peter Waniladu is with the Political Party Council. He says June 30th is the deadline for registration of parties that want to participate in the election.
Registration is a continuous process. It has no limitation. But for this upcoming election, there is certain guidance being given. For the political parties who are aspiring to take part in the upcoming election, they have to finalize their process within 180 days. We have announced the registration kick-off in January and it ends 30th of the current month.
In March, South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar called for a dialogue among parties to the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement to agree on the timeline for election. Machar cited security concern as the country prepares for December poll, but the Assistant Inspector General of Police, General Abraham Mayot Peter, says the police are ready to offer protection during election.
We don't know the SPLA-IO, we don't know the SAWA, we don't know all these political parties. What we know is these are South Sudanese contesting for election. So we are going to give them equal protection. Some people may think that we are SPLA. No, we are not. We are not SPLA, we are not SPLA-IO. Even those who came from SPLA-IO, they are no longer SPLA-IO. I think the PPC knows very well that any political party with the armed wing will not contest.
Opposition holds out a group meeting in Nairobi, told this program early this month that South Sudan is not ready for election. Pagan Amun, leader of the South Sudan Opposition Movement Alliance, says the country needs fundamental change. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.